We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. It's an exciting week for us. Over the next week or so, we have a couple of birthdays we're going to be celebrating. We're very excited about that. Always like birthday and always like birthday cake. And thank you for tuning in. We do want to take just a moment to let you know about some upcoming events at Merritt Assembly of God. First of all, I will start off this week by reminding you that kids go back to school this week. And so just one thing that you might be able to do, it's non-intrusive, and yet it can be very effective. And that is, whenever you're driving by a school, why don't you begin to pray for the students of that school and the teachers of that school right now? It can reap a tremendous amount of benefits. We would really like the presence of the living God to affect our students in a positive way. And so whenever you go by, whenever you see that school zone light flashing with the yellow lights, let that be a reminder to you to just take that little bit of time as you're slowing down and you're crawling through the speed zones there. Just take that time, and rather than lamenting going so slowly, why don't you just begin to pray that God draws young people unto Jesus Christ? And so that is coming up this week. This week we will be relaunching our vintage service. We've been away for a few weeks, and that will be resuming. And then Wednesday night, our kids are having a fun night, seeing how it is the first night back to school. This is our promotion Wednesday, and kids will be going on to their new classes and stuff like that. So that will be very exciting as well. Then coming up on Friday or Saturday of this week, on August the 15th, we have a free leadership development class that's going to be taking place from 9 a.m. till 12:30. Again, I said this on last week's broadcast. I'll say it again. It is not just a church leadership. It is designed, listen, I believe that God wants to place leaders in every sphere of society because he loves people in every sphere of society, and he wants to plant people in those realms of influence that know him and love him and will live a life, an exemplary life, to show what it is, to show the distinction of what living like a Christian is all about. So those are things that are coming up on August the 15th. And then the person doing that on Saturday is Duke Matlock. He'll be preaching on Sunday morning for us as well. So that is what is coming up this weekend. I do want to say thank you to Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical, as they've been dealing with air conditioning and heating problems, air conditioning problems here in Brevard County for a number of years. And so we'd like to just give them a shout out and say, if you have any issues right now that you need to have addressed, call them and allow them to come and take care of that problem and get you back up and running in a very, very short period of time. They travel throughout the county, so you can reach them. And unfortunately, I do not have their number here in front of me today, but I'll just tell you this. You can look it up, Google it. It's Wyrick, Weirich. And so check that out, Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical, and they can get you taken care of. So we're going to be in Genesis chapter 41 today, Genesis chapter 41 and verse number 46. And it says, Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land. Now in the 7 plentiful years, the ground brought forth abundantly. So he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. He laid up in every city the food of the fields which surrounded them. Joseph gathered very much grain as the sand of the sea until he stopped counting, for it was immeasurable. And to Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came from Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. So we're going to stop there just a moment. And we began to talk a little bit about this at the end of Friday's broadcast, that it had been a 13-year journey that Joseph had been on from the time that he brought the report about his brothers back to his father until now. Here he is standing before Pharaoh, king of Egypt, 13 years. We live in such a convenience, fast-paced society that a lot of times we fail to appreciate that God deals in the long haul. He deals in a time frame. And so I just want to encourage you today that if you are not where you started, but you are not where you wanted to be, I just want you to begin to appreciate that God is still working in the process. He is going to open doors at just the right time. And so I will also tell you this, you and I, we are not the ones that determine the right time. God is the God of perfect timing. So trust his timing. With that being said, I just remembered something else. And thank you to everybody who came out and participated in our Wednesday night with the Belize and Choir. Thank you so much for coming out and supporting them. So Joseph is there, and God has been in charge of this timing process. And the reality was Joseph wasn't hired just to stay in the presence of Pharaoh. Joseph was hired to put a process in place that was going to result in the salvation of Egypt, and in God's scope of things, it was also going to enable the survival of the peoples around there. Egypt was going to be a safe place for the children of Israel. And so Joseph had a job to do. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to begin your day in the Word of God and in prayer. I also want to encourage you to put your hand to the plow. I encourage you to find the task that you were created for, the purpose that you were created for, and do that assignment to the very best of your ability. I don't care if you have been doing the same job for 5 decades. I pray that you will learn how to be more efficient than you've ever been before. You'd be better at it than you've ever been before. I remember reading a story one time about some people from a foreign land, and they came to tour an American manufacturing plant. And when they came in there, they came in very, very impressed. The techniques were so far advanced from where they had been before, or as where they had been as a culture. And so they came in very impressed and went back and decided that they would implement some of those same strategies. And then that same group of foreign business people came back to that plant exactly 10 years later and toured the same plant. And they were a bit amazed because in the 10 years since they had been gone, there had not been one single upgrade, not one modification, not one improvement, not one level of increased efficiency. While when they had gone back and implemented those things, they had figured out that there were ways that they could improve upon the process. And so after 10 years, they came back, and then they said, you know what, there's no reason for us to come back anymore. If y'all are not going to progress in your efficiency and your technology, then you have nothing to teach us. So I encourage you to be constantly improving, and be diligent about doing your job. I have a person that has told me this. They said, Facebook, this is their quote. They said, Facebook is going to be the demise of the American business because there are so many people that instead of doing their job are spending their work hours on Facebook that they are not doing their job. And so I want to encourage you not to be distracted, but instead put your shoulder to the plow and don't look back. Jesus said that if anybody who puts his hand to the plow and then looks back, he says he's not fit for the kingdom. People of the kingdom are supposed to be people of focus and determination, people of commitment, people of covenant, and they're not supposed to be constantly changing their mind and going here and going there. They're supposed to have their eyes fixed upon Jesus and looking for ways to serve him to the best of their ability. So Joseph goes throughout all the land of Egypt, and then there's the seven plentiful years, and the ground brings forth abundantly. Okay. Now, I will tell you this. It is not during the seasons of abundance that the wisdom of God is going to be made manifest. It, you know, you can see this in government budgets and all that, that whenever there is a season of abundance, then they look to expand the bureaucracy rather than preparing for any sort of opportunity that might come to prepare for a downturn in the economy, if you will. And so Joseph is out there. The 7 years of abundance are there. And so he gathered up 20% of all of the produce that was in the land of Egypt and laid up the food in the cities. And in every city, the food of the fields which surrounded them. And verse number 49, it says, Joseph gathered very much grain as the sand of the sea until he stopped counting, for it was immeasurable. Now, I want you to know that all of that is made possible because God said there is going to be an abundance of food that I am going to send your way. He is the Lord of the harvest. And so when he says that he's sending forth an abundance, he really means it. Okay, now think about this. Joseph only gathered 20% of the crop that came in. And the 20% accumulated to so much that they could no longer count it. Now, if you multiply that times five, that's what you will determine was the level of the harvest that was going on in Egypt. If the 20% was immeasurable, what does the 100% look like? And so there was more than enough that was provided. There was so much that was going, that was being produced and was being collected and harvested that there was no lack anywhere in Egypt, I don't believe. So I want you to know God will do his part to prepare you for any dry seasons that may come. Okay? God will do his part to prepare for any dry seasons that may come. Now, in verse number 50, this is where I really want to focus on today's lesson. Genesis chapter 41, verse number 50, and to Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine. Verse 51, Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, and he called the name of the second Ephraim. Okay, so I want to talk to you today primarily about these two sons. They literally became heirs of Jacob later on. He took them for his own, and that's where we get the tribe of Manasseh, and that's where we get the tribe of Ephraim. And the name of the first one is Joseph called the name of the first one Manasseh. And that name literally means making forgetful. And Joseph said, the reason that I want to call him Manasseh is this: for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. He has made me forget. God has made me forget. Now, when you look at the devastating way that people had treated Joseph, his own brothers had treated him, the way that he was falsely accused, the way that he had been forgotten about when he was in the prison cell, and yet God brought him to exactly where he was supposed to be. And then Joseph says, God has made me forget all about that. You know, wouldn't it be great if God would help us to remember the things that we need to remember and to forget the things that we need to forget? It says to, you know, for do this in remembrance of me. That's what Jesus said about Holy Communion. We do this in remembrance of him, for we do show forth the Lord's death until he comes. That's something that we should constantly remember. We should remember, Jesus said in the Gospels, to remember Lot's wife, who started on the journey out of Sodom and was right at the very threshold of the city. I could do a teaching on that one time where God brought her right to the threshold of the city, and yet right there at the verge where everything was getting ready to break loose, then all of a sudden she had a moment where she looked back. Her heart was still in Sodom. He says, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Lots of things that we're supposed to remember. I don't know if it ever happens to you, but sometimes I go into a room and I get distracted, and then it's like, now wait a minute, what was the real reason why I came in here? What was it that I really came back for? And then don't you know that as much as you labor and try and remember what you have forgotten, it just doesn't come. Literally, many times I have to go back to where I was before and say, okay, this is what I was doing, and what was it I needed to complete what I was doing? Oh yeah, now I remember. You know, people talk about tying yellow strings around their finger or trying to help them, you know, with little mnemonic devices on how to remember things. We do need to remember certain things. We need to remember the Word of God. We need to remember the God of the Word. We need to remember his promises. We need to remember the victories that he has brought our way. We should not forget the decrees and the mandates of God. We need to remember him. But then there are some things that we were designed to forget. You see, the enemy not only likes to victimize you once, but he likes to victimize you with it over and over and over again. He will use your past trauma as a prison that will keep you enclosed until you cannot escape. And Joseph said, I am not going to allow the pain of the past to prevent me from walking in the destiny that God has for me, the promise that he has made. So he said, God has given me a wife, he's given me a position, he's given me a son, and he has made me forget all my toil, all of my labor, all of my pain, all of my discomfort, all of the way that I've been mistreated. God has made me forget all about it. Now, I don't know that it means it never crossed his mind. What I do believe is that God had set him free from that stuff to the point that he could go ahead and say, you know what? Those people meant it for evil, but God turned it around for my good. God can transform a curse into a blessing. Okay? This was taking place. Joseph's original dream, he thought it would take place right there with his brothers and his father and in the promised land, but that wasn't the case. It was going to be fulfilled in a different location, and Joseph was going to end up saving his entire family. So the first question I have for you today, is there anything that you are continuing to nurse, a grudge that you are continuing to to hold on to when God actually wants you to forget it? If so, you know, let it go. Forget, you know, as they'd say up north, forget about it. You know, let God make you forget and replace that memory of pain with the supernatural provision of God, the goodness of God. God will displace pain, and he will give you hope and a future. So that is his first son. If you remember when Joseph's mother had him, she named him Joseph and said, may God add to him another. Well, while also in the land of Egypt, a second son, and this is during the 7 years of abundance, is born to Joseph, and the name of the second is called Ephraim. And it says in verse number 52, by the way, Ephraim literally means fruitfulness or double fruit. Fruitfulness or double fruit. For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Okay? So the first thing, God has made me forget all my toil. And the second is God has made me double fruit. He has produced in me double fruit or fruitfulness even in the land of my affliction. So many times people are looking for an escape hatch, an escape plan. They're looking to go someplace else and just to get a new start. But if you go to that place and you get a new start, but you are taking your old mindset and your old habits and your old ways, with what you are doing is literally spreading the problem. You are spreading the problem. But when you say, God, you are able to cause me to increase, to abound, to multiply. You are able to do great things right in this land where I have experienced so much pain. Then you have begun to understand how great God is. Did you know that the Word of God says that God is able to even cause the desert to bloom? See, a lot of times the devil will tell you, well, if you were just in a better job, if you were just in a better marriage, if you were just in a better blah, 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 if you just had a better car, better clothes, if you just had a better education or come from a richer family, he will get you to play the what if game until you have a master's degree in it. But the question I have for you today is, what if God is God in every location? Not just in the good locations, but in the challenging locations. If you come to Merit Assembly of God, you will find that you will have to look for us to find us. It's a church that's been there since 1952, and the community was a very residential community, and it kind of grew. And as Merit Island began to develop, it developed, and we just kind of got left two blocks away from everything. We're two blocks north of 520. We're two blocks west of Courtney. But you know what? God is there. God is there. There have been people who've been saved there, people who've been called into the ministry there, people who've been supernaturally healed there, people who've been filled with the Holy Spirit there, people who've come in broken and went out whole there. That's because God is God everywhere. There's a story in the scriptures where a foreign king was launching attacks into Israel, and every time that he was going to launch an attack, the prophet would warn the king of Israel, said, you need to prepare because a foreign king is going to attack in this location. And the king would attack and they would be defeated. And there was a thought the second time they were getting ready to attack. And they said, look, God may be God of this terrain, but he's probably not God in this other terrain. And so we need to attack them on this other terrain. And the prophet would say, okay, you need to arm yourself. You need to prepare yourself because they're going to attack not in the same place they did the last time, but they're going to attack in a different place. And I am telling you this because I want you to know that I am God all by myself. I am God everywhere. I'm God of the mountains. I'm God of the plains. I'm God of the valleys. I'm God of the plateaus. I'm God in a good economy. I'm God in a bad economy. I'm God when there's no one attacking you, and I am God when there is someone attacking you. And the king got so so frustrated. The foreign king got so frustrated that he called a council meeting and he said, "Hey, what is going on here?" And they said, "Look, the prophet is telling the king the things that are being discussed in your very bedroom." Okay, that's what they said. And so, you know, here's the way man's logic kind of falls flat. Okay, well, let's not attack the king this time. Let's go and attack the prophet. And so they sent an army to surround Elisha's city. And Elisha's servant got up one morning and saw the army had completely encompassed the city. And he said, "Whoa, this is really bad." And Elisha just simply prayed, "God, open his eyes that he might see that those that are for us are more than those that are against us." And his servant's eyes were opened, and he saw that the armies of heaven were surrounding the armies of men, and there was no reason to fear. That attacking army was struck with blindness, and Elisha went out to them and said, "This is not the city that you are looking for. We are not the people you are looking for." And he led them straight to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel says, "Can I kill him? Can I kill him?" He says, "You wouldn't kill prisoners that you caught in your own war. There's no reason to kill them. Instead, send them back to their master." You know what? God is a merciful God. God is God in the good times, but he's also God in any place where you may experience suffering. You might feel as if you're trapped in a dead-end job right now. I want you to know that God is right there with you. You may feel that because your marriage is under attack, that God has abandoned you. I want to remind you that Jesus said he would never leave you and he would never forsake you. He said, "It is expedient for you that I ascend to the right hand of the Father, because if I do not return to the Father, I cannot send the Holy Spirit to you." Wouldn't it be great if the children of God realized that Jesus said it was expedient for us for the Holy Spirit to be poured out into our lives? Don't believe the devil's lie that God cannot bless you where you are at. He can. He knows exactly what needs to be done. So let's pray at the end of this broadcast. Let's pray and ask God to help us forget the things we need to forget. And then let's pray that he will make us fruitful right where we are. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for people who have been nursing grudges and harboring hurts and pains, God, that you will help them to forget about their pain because of your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And Lord, I pray for every child of God that's listening to me right now, Lord, whether they're in a good place or a challenging place, that you would bless them and make them fruitful. Lord, fruitful even in a hard place, in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve. but it would be endless.